You're listening to Texas Public Radio News. I'm Marianne Navarro. The president and CEO of San Antonio's CPS Energy has announced his retirement. TPR's Steve Short has the details.
Rudy Garza has been the head of San Antonio's municipally owned utility since late 2021, when he was appointed as interim president and then formally offered the role in 2022. He spent about 14 years at the utility overall. Garza currently receives a salary of $742,000 a year after getting a 13% pay increase 2 years ago. The Lower Colorado River Authority announced on Monday Garza will become its general manager on July 20th. The LCRA, which is based in Austin, manages the water supply and electricity generation from dams in the river and provides power to nearby utilities. A formal retirement date from CPS Energy was not announced. However, the CPS Energy Board of Trustees will hold a special meeting this Thursday to discuss the process of selecting the next CEO. I'm Steve Short in San Antonio.
Major changes to immigration court proceedings in San Antonio are beginning today as the Trump administration moves to speed up deportation cases nationwide. Attorneys say immigration judges are expected to begin holding larger group hearings, with as many as 50 people appearing before a judge at one time. Immigrants without attorneys will also be required to appear in person, ending a practice that had allowed some virtual appearances. Advocates worry the changes would create confusion about hearing dates and court notices. They're encouraging immigrants to closely monitor court communications and stay in contact with attorneys or legal aid organizations. The fourth election in 4 months is underway in Bexar County. Early voting started Monday for the runoff election for a seat on the board of the Alamo Colleges. TPR's Camille Phillips reports.
Carolyn Delacour and Robert Garcia are vying to represent District 9 on the Alamo College's Board of Trustees. District 9 includes sections of northeast Bexar County and stretches down along Austin Highway to San Antonio College. Delacour is a retired Palo Alto College professor who taught speech for nearly 30 years. Robert Garcia is a certified public accountant and a graduate of Northwest Vista College. There are three voting locations for the runoff election: SAC, Northeast Lakeview, and Hope Church on Redland Road. Early voting continues through June 9th. Election Day is Saturday, June 13th. I'm Camille Phillips in San Antonio.
Early voting is also underway for runoff elections in New Braunfels. Incumbent Mayor Neil Linaritz and challenger Michael French are facing off after city officials determined the city charter conflicted with the Texas Constitution. French initially appeared to win with the most votes, but state law requires a majority for offices with terms longer than 2 years. In the District 6 Council runoff in New Braunfels, incumbent April Ryan is seeking another term against Diggy Shaw, who received the most votes in the May election. Runoff election day is June 13th. San Antonians opened their purses and wallets a little bit less this April compared to the same month in 2025. TPR's Brian Kirkpatrick reports on the sales tax collections by the Texas Comptroller's Office.
Sales tax collections for the month of April for the city of San Antonio were nearly 7% below the same month last year. Dallas saw a decline of 6%, while Houston saw an increase of 4%. Austin led the biggest cities with a 9% increase. Statewide, April collections were up more than 6%. Business spending helped boost both the manufacturing and construction sectors by 15%. Also statewide, retail sales were up an average of 3%. Receipts from restaurants across Texas were up 4%. Not all sectors were positive, however. Motor vehicle sales and rental taxes were down 13%. I'm Brian Kirkpatrick in San Antonio.
And you're listening to Real, Reliable Texas Public Radio. I'm Marianne Navarro.